It's Cole right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yeah, I got a text here about that whole Peacock film casting call thing for Sacred, which turns out it doesn't look like it's legit. And just saying, is that the biggest scam ever? Pretty big scam. I mean, all the media outlets, ourselves included, were promoting it. Hey, got this big casting call coming up for a show that's going to be filmed right here in Pensacola. And and then Peacock's like, yeah, no, we're not part of that. We don't have a contract with them or anything. And so even if this is a legit, like, they're trying to get casts for their little show, they can't be promoting it as a Peacock show because they don't have a contract with Peacock. So that's illegal. And then I was like, you know, you can't use Peacock's name to promote your college film. You know, that's what it comes down to, right? Or your backyard film project. We're going to do a TV show in our backyard. And we need actors for it. Oh yeah. What's it pay? It's the TBD. To be determined. Will you get an acting cred for it? Yeah, sure. Oh, will this qualify me for the Screen Actors Guild? Oh, definitely not. It's like, yeah, this thing's getting deeper and deeper. It gets into it. So no, I didn't see the trailer for it. I didn't know they made a trailer for it. How can you make a trailer when you don't have the cast yet? I didn't even think to look up a trailer because I wouldn't have assumed there would be a trailer. I thought you're casting it now. So this doesn't make any sense. Now, one of the people there interviewed said that, well, you can't get a contract with like Peacock or any streaming network until you have the script and a cast. So you do have to cast in order to get the contract. Okay, that's fine. But you can't advertise it as this is going to be on Peacock Network. You know what I'm saying? Like they're advertising it as Peacock Network. No, you got to get the cast together. You got to get the script. Possibly even sometimes even do a pilot first, submit that, and then they might sign you. So that's the, go ahead.
I'm interested to hear like if anyone from the show like speaks out about like how did that turn into that? Like, how did it turn in like, oh, let's just put Peacock on and see what happens and roll with it? Or did they get confused? Or I don't know.
I mean, giving them the benefit of the doubt, maybe they talked to somebody and Peacock was like, yeah, put together a pilot and we might sign you. And they're like, yes, we're a Peacock show.
They like something sent like the request in and was like, we're going to get it.
Yeah. Maybe. That's all I could think of. I don't know. Very bizarre. The Department of Justice is probing the Biden classified documents found in a closet that were found by his attorneys. Ex-Trump Organization executive has been sentenced to 5 months in jail over the tax fraud scheme, and the death toll from the California storms rises to 16. Those are your top three stories. Broadband maps. You heard it right there on WEAR as well, that Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are calling on residents to check the accuracy of the newly launched federal broadband map. So it came out last month. It lists the availability of internet access for every address in the United States. Now, basically, the Escambia County leaders are saying, this ain't right. The map's not correct. And we need to let them know it's not correct because it will affect, like, hey, if you don't have broadband in J, for example, and it says you do, well, then, you know, and then we're like, well, we need to go ahead and create a broadband plan for that area, and we need government funds to help do it. We won't be able to get the government funds because they're going to be like, no, you've already got internet, broadband there. So they're saying, so we got to make sure you hit to the area and show that it's, you know, that it's not correct, or, you know, if it is correct, great. But if it's not correct, then be sure to let them know that. That way they'll be able to get funds in order to get broadband access to the area. So, and you know, nowadays, and we've talked about this so many times before, this is one of these areas where, like, it's becoming essential. You know, not just internet, but broadband internet is becoming essential. They, I mean, we saw it during the lockdowns where schools, you know, kids are trying to do their school and you really need high speed internet to be able to do that. A lot of people working from home need high speed internet in order to be able to do it. So this is, so it's becoming, like I said, essential for us to get these things done that way, to make sure we have broadband internet. Now, one thing I've looked at in the past, particularly in some extreme rural areas, and it's funny because I'm looking at the map now and I'm looking at areas where I know that they do not have broadband. Like, I didn't, okay. But you look at the area and, you know, there's all kinds of different broadband internet access, right? You have your cable, you have DSL, you have fiber optic now. Well, all three of those entail running some sort of, like, you know, you've got to run some sort of line, some sort of physical property that has to go underground, or usually underground, but or above ground or something like that. But nowadays, with our technology with satellites, we're seeing with Elon Musk. He has his Starlink satellite system that provides broadband internet. Now, it's, you know, quite a bit more expensive, but it can at least provide broadband internet, and you don't have to, like, run equipment. Like, you dig up trenches and do all these other things. The other stuff is, even with cell phones, you know, with cell phone towers now, with 5G, they're saying 5G has the capability now to where it's the first one where you could really, truly have, like, cell service for, like, internet cell service for your house. That it's the first one that's actually, like, powerful enough that you could do that. And so there's options out there now that we have. You still have to run, you still have to build towers and or put satellites up in space, but either way, it at least now covers, you know, it at least gives you something to be able to have broadband internet instead of having to run cables. So to me, places where there's not really broadband, instead of running fiber optic or something like that, I think we ought to look more into cell tower options or satellite options. So it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Heavy delays on Highway 90. We're always seeing slowdowns in the eastbound direction, leaving Pensacola, heading towards base. But it is a lot slower this afternoon than usual. It's going to be backed up onto Scenic Highway down to Addison Drive as you are trying to get closer to the Davis Highway Scenic Highway intersection, and it's going to continue to be slow moving until you get into Pace on Highway 90. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, and we just have typical afternoon slowdowns on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, as well as getting into Navarre from Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther, and westbound on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be as you're approaching the intersection at South Fairfield Drive. See something else on the roads? Give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, here's a new one for you as it pertains to having broadband internet and everything. Might be the way you need to parent your kid. You know, one of the things with like advertising is with, you know, talking about advertising, you got to be where the people are. Well, when you're a parent, you got to access your kids where your kids are. And where are our kids most of the time? They're on video games nowadays. And so somebody's going viral because she said her kid wasn't answering the phone. So she pulled up Roblox, which is apparently a pretty popular game for kids nowadays. And so she pulled up Roblox on her computer. I guess she's at work. And she messaged her. She found her kid on Roblox. Says, take the lasagna out of the freezer and garlic bread so I can cook it when I get home. So she, kid wasn't answering the phone. Well, probably on a video game. Let me just get online here real quick and log in. Now I got to track down the kid. That is hilarious. And so there's actually screenshots that she took of, like, her on the game because Roblox is one of those open world places where you just kind of walk around and stuff. And so she's having to go up to all these different characters and try to see which one is her kid. Finds her kid and it says, hey, mom, I see you're trying to call me. It's so funny. It's funny, but it's also sad. It's like, well, what in the world? Like, that's the way you parent nowadays is you got to go online to the video game and go talk to them. Time for get ready for bed. You know, I don't know. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I got a text there. Say, hey, Bobby, what she needs to do is call the landline. So she has a landline and gets an old phone and that call, because it'll just ring and ring and ring. It'll probably freak him out because he didn't know what to do. Would have to answer it. Yeah. Get a landline. That without an answer machine that's attached to it separately. Can you even get landlines nowadays? I know that sounds terrible. I haven't had a landline in at least 20 years. So I wouldn't even know the first thing to do to get a landline. I wouldn't even know who to call. I wouldn't know what to do. Like, if I had to go get a landline today, like for my house, I would not know that. I would have to Google it. Of course. Like, how do I get a landline here? And then what am I supposed to do with it once I have it? But yeah, that would be funny, because you get a landline at the house and then you can't get all the kids. You just call the landline. It's just ring, 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 ring. Eventually, though, they're going to learn what you and I learn. You just take it off the hook. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, you just call your cable and internet provider. That's all you got to do. I had to do the same thing in the summer. So,
okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go. You're welcome. Classes are beginning tomorrow at the University of Idaho, and the school is promising new security measures to keep students safe. There will be more safety officers on campus and increased police patrols around the school and in nearby neighborhoods as well. The World Bank is warning that any shocks to the global economy this year could trigger a recession. According to its biannual Global Economic Prospects report, the global economy is in a delicate state amid high inflation, high interest rates, reduced investments, and the ongoing war in Ukraine. The U.S. is facing more than $165 billion in damages after 18 extreme weather events. Last year, NOAA said climate disasters in 22 made it the third costliest year on record, and the third largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Up for grabs tonight, the top prize, at least $1.1 billion. The cash option is at about $577
million. There's a... going back to the Ukraine story, I was reading that President Zelensky, I guess, is going to address the Golden Globes.
Huh.
Yeah. And I'm like, why? I mean, I guess they got a lot of money. And, you know, his background was he was an entertainer before. So maybe that's why. But apparently it's going to be a message of peace or something. I don't know if he's just trying to get money from the celebs who might be there, but or he's just needing some more attention. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, FIFA said they weren't interested so at the World Cup, so I guess this is...
That's true.
I don't know about logically the next step, but interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting right there. So I don't know. I have a sneaky suspicion. I said this back when... It first, you know, happened when the Ukraine war first started, And Russia got stopped getting to Kyiv. Like, they're trying to get to the capital city of Kyiv, and they got blocked. When that happened, I said, uh-oh. And it really wasn't until they turned away. When they turned away and decided to focus on other places, that's when I was like, okay, you know what? This might end up being like Afghanistan. Russia invaded Afghanistan, and they were there fighting for 10 years. And eventually they went, okay, we're done with this. And they went back. The Taliban was, of course, the instrumental in pushing them back the whole time. But it was 10 years, and we gave Afghanistan a lot of money, a lot of weapons, a lot of ammunition, a lot of things like that. And unfortunately, they ended up using that those same stuff against us later. But that's the I have a sneaky suspicion this is what this is headed towards.
I see a little bit of a tie-in as I'm reading this article here talking about that. Is Sean Penn, who was in Ukraine filming a documentary, had to flee the country, and before he did, gave one of his Oscars to Zelensky as a symbol of peace. And it will be Sean Penn who is introducing Zelensky at the Golden Globes. So I guess that would be kind of the backstory of why it would make sense a little bit for Zelensky to make a speech there.
Okay. All right. Well, that does bring up a little bit more information. That is good to know. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Got a call into the traffic line. We do have an accident at the intersection of Old Chemstrand Road and Pauline Street. And we are seeing some slowdowns on Old Chemstrand Road. So just keep that in mind. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is a lot slower than usual on scenic highways, where you're going to see slowdowns backing up past Addison Drive. We're also seeing slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be as you are leaving Escambia County, heading into Santa Rosa, right near Avalon Boulevard in the eastbound direction is where you'll see those slowdowns. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got your daily dad joke. Plus, I do want to talk about the Pensacola Blue Wahoos going cashless. We'll talk about that a little bit next on News Radio 92.3.
Oh, I can't take another.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in just a minute, do want to talk about Pensacola Blue Wahoos going cashless in 2023. You know, we're talking about living in the new age and, you know, the modern day, you don't use landlines. And I was just saying, I don't even know how to get a landline if I was going to right now. Like, that's so far past. Cashless stadium is kind of the same way to me. I actually have some cash in my wallet now because somebody gave me cash for Christmas. I don't even know what to do with it. I keep going to the store and I open up my wallet and I'm like, I guess I could use this. I'm like, but then I can't track my transaction. So I'm going to use my card again. And I was talking to somebody about today and about that because I was going to bring this up. And they go, why don't you just deposit the cash in your bank? And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I could do that. I guess I could do that. Like, that's how out of it I am with cash. That's how much I don't use cash. It didn't even occur to me just to deposit it in the bank because I'm like, well, I can't track my transaction if I use cash. So I need to track all my spending and stuff. So, and they're like, just deposit in your bank then. I was like, oh, yeah, I feel like an idiot. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
All right, I got a couple here for you. Another one sent by a listener. If you want to send me one, you can email it over to me. I wasn't able to make reservations at the library. They're completely booked. Here's another one. I wasn't originally going to get a brain transplant, But then I changed my mind. Yep, there you go. Daily dad joke. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is coming up here in about 10 minutes, we'll have your top stories of FoxNews.com, plus another update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Before we get to all that, though, I want to talk about the new statistics on first-time homebuyers, and maybe the reason why we're seeing a drop in first-time homebuyers, just some of the things right there. If you'd like to weigh in, once again, text 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories. The Department of Justice is indeed probing the Biden classified documents that were found in the closet of where he used to work. And this is a story we broke yesterday here during our Fox News segment, which comes up in about 10 minutes. Ex-Trump Organization executive has been sentenced to 5 months in jail over the tax fraud scheme. This is the former CFO, Chief Financial Officer for the Trump Organization. And the death toll from the California storms rises to 16, according to the governor. I actually just saw a video in the commercial break. Ellen DeGeneres is having to shelter in place because the flooding around her house, basically there's no way for her to leave. Luckily, her house is sitting up a little bit high, but everything around her house is low, and there's floods all around her house, so she's stuck in her house until the floods go away. That was kind of bizarre. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA is on TNT tonight, beginning at 6:30 with the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Miami Heat, followed by the Phoenix Suns against the Golden State Warriors. NCAA men's basketball at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Kentucky is hosting South Carolina. And also at 6 o'clock on ESPN is Michigan State playing number 18 Wisconsin. Then the later games at 8 o'clock will be on ESPN. Number 13 Virginia hosting North Carolina. And ESPN2 has Oklahoma playing number 2, Kansas. Then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight. Tampa Bay Lightning are hosting Columbus Blue Jackets. The Florida Panthers are playing the Colorado Avalanche. Then in sports news, Steph Curry is returning after 11 games. So he'll be playing tonight on TNT against the Suns. And according to a report, the Ravens are making Roquan Smith the NFL's highest paid inside linebacker with a $100 million deal. Both the Commanders, the Washington Commanders, and the Tennessee Titans have fired their offensive coaches. And in baseball, Carlos Correa has reached a $200 million deal with the Twins after failed agreements with the Giants and the Mets. And then finally, DeMar Hamlin remains in the hospital in Buffalo, says he's not quite home yet because, you know, he's released from the hospital in Cincinnati, but is in a hospital in Buffalo now. Speaking of DeMar Hamlin, a new report was released late last night that shows that the NFL, I guess the handling of the DeMar Hamlin situation wasn't all as rosy as what maybe a lot of people might think it was. It would be. The NFL's handling of it is being called into question. So what's going on is basically the report shows that no sooner was DeMar Hamlin carted off the field, and they call it Central Command in the report, but Central Command of the NFL was trying to get them to resume play. The head coaches said that they knew the moment that the ambulance was leaving the field that nobody was going to play again. It was done. It was just, you know, a top team official said, the ambulance left the field and it was crystal clear from everyone's perspective that we could not play. The only chaos was coming from command center. So basically, the NFL's it was a vice president or somebody like that. Somebody from the NFL's headquarters was trying to get them to restart the game. And at one point, the one official who remained anonymous said, "The Lord himself could have come down and we weren't going to play again." But the officials were getting pressure, and they were not getting consistent and direct messaging, and that's something they deserve. So this report about DeMar Hamlin and basically the NFL wanting to get back to playing again as soon as it was over, it basically came down to and said, it's basically questioned once again the league's intentions. I mean, you got a cataclysmic situation unfolding on the field during the chaos. Remember, Joe Buck came out and said teams were told they have 5 minutes to warm up, and everybody's like, "What?" And then the coaches went to the center of the field and went and talked to the officials, and they told the officials, "We're gonna have to go to the locker room for a little bit. I gotta take my guys to the locker room. This ain't gonna work." And then we'll see after that. But there was no "let's see" after that. They knew, "I'm taking my guys to the locker room. He's taking his guys to the locker room. You guys can do what you want to with the broadcast. We're not playing again." But Joe Buck was apparently getting his information from the NFL that they told him that you got 5 minutes and get playing again. And so, yeah, this report is coming out here, making the NFL not looking very good on the NFL. And that, you know, to them, it's like, yeah, you got a cataclysmic situation here. A player literally died on the field. Yes, he was revived, but he died. This is teammates. This is a family. This is fans. And you just wanted to get him keep going on the field. That's just bizarre. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Still seeing slowdowns on Old Kempstrand Road due to an accident. Seeing the accident is off of Pauline Street. You're going to see slowdowns in both directions on Old Kempstrand Road. On Highway 90, we're seeing typical afternoon slowdowns looking a little bit heavier than usual. Those slowdowns are going to be seen on Scenic Highway backing up to about Scenic Ridge Drive and going to continue on to Highway 90 Bridge, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. I-10 is running smoothly throughout Garcon Point, Pensacola, and into Mobile, and 98 leaving Pensacola heading towards leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect your typical afternoon delays, as well as Highway 98 heading westbound from Windhaven Beach into Navarre. You are going to see some slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach. If you do see something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, text here. Bobby, the NFL is only worried about the money. That's basically what the report shines a light on. Yeah. And that's why they're calling it a damning report, because it clearly looks like their priorities are really not about the safety of players. And it goes back to the whole CTE thing with the multiple concussions and how the constant head trauma can create literal brain damage and is causing players to later become suicidal. And the NFL's constantly going, "Nope, nope, it doesn't happen. Nope, not because of football." And so it brings back to light that kind of thing again as well. So yeah, it's a sad situation to see that happening. First time home buyers hit an all time low last year, according to a new report for the National Association of Realtors. An all time low. That's hard to believe, because honestly, yeah, interest rates have gone up. But I mean, my first house I ever bought when I was like 22, maybe 21, 21, 22, 23, somewhere around there. I mean, I got like a no doc loan or something like that. And so I had penalty on the interest rate because of that, but still it was like an 8% loan. So even without the penalty, it still would have been over what the interest rates are today. You know, I remember my parents telling me their first house that they bought in the early 80s was double digits for the interest rate, and they had good credit and everything, but it was their first house they were buying, and double digit interest rate. I mean, that's like hard money loan numbers nowadays. And so I find it hard to believe that first time home buyers dropped to the lowest number on record. But then I was like, oh, wait a minute, though. It's not just the interest rates going up. That is part of it. It is part of it. But let's face it. I mean, you're brand new. Many times first-time home buyers are in their 20s. They have a young family, or they haven't started their family yet, and they're wanting to get a house first. So their income levels are usually still at your starter levels, and you know, they don't want to rent anymore. They want to have a house. And now when you're talking about the entry level house price is over $300,000, okay, that's going to be a barrier to entry into the market. And unfortunately, it's like this almost everywhere in the country. I mean, I have looked, I have friends who live in all over the country as well. And everywhere that I have friends or family, whenever we get on like a Zoom meeting, the conversation is about how high real estate is. And even though I still personally believe that Pensacola has had one of the highest increases in real estate prices around the country, it just because it's the highest or one of the higher ones, it doesn't mean it's not crazy everywhere. It's crazy everywhere. It wasn't that long ago you could buy a house for $150,000, four-bedroom house for $150,000 that was in pretty good shape. You cannot do that anymore. So, of course, we're going to see first-time home buyers dropping the lowest number on record. And here's the unfortunate thing. I don't think the home prices are going to get back down to $150,000 again. Not going to happen. And I don't know if there's a place in the country where you can buy a decent four-bedroom, two-bath house or three-bedroom, two-bath house for $150,000. I've looked. I don't see them. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus your Fox News update. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So before we get to our Fox News update, our national news partner, let's go to Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, a series of severe storms across California left at least 16 people dead so far. Two people killed this morning in a chain reaction crash after a tree fell on a highway south of Fresno. National Weather Service says certain areas in Central California have seen almost 17 inches of rain over the past 2 days. Ukrainian troops will start training on missiles in the U.S. as soon as next week. U.S. officials say training on the Patriot missile system will happen at Fort Sill in Oklahoma. Americans can expect higher interest rates in the battle against inflation. That, according to Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman, she said to expect the central bank to continue raising interest rates in the coming year, trying to get inflation down to their 2% goal. And Bobby, I know you have your DVR set for the Golden Globes returning to television tonight. The broadcast is back after the network dropped the award show last year amid a spotlight on the lack of diversity within the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Nope. Not going to be watching it. I lost my interest in those award shows decades ago. Like, they fizzled out a long, long time ago.
Yeah,
no interest in watching the pomp and circumstance there. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
We are seeing some slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. This is going to be just our typical afternoon traffic, but it is a little bit slower than usual. You are going to see these slowdowns on Scenic Highway before you get to the intersection at Davis near the Tom Thumb. We also have slowdowns on Highway 90 in Pace. This is going to be at the intersection of Chemukla Highway in both directions. Our slowdowns on Old Chemstrian Road are improving, but definitely still there. We had an accident right off of Pauline Street. Seeing slowdowns still in both directions. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Top story is reporter threatens legal action against high-profile Democrat after Twitter files bombshell. This is against Adam Schiff. Paul Sperry told Brian Kilmeade earlier today here on News Radio 92.3 that the latest internal documents at Twitter revealed that Adam Schiff tried to get him banned from the platform. He is an investigator for a reporter for RealClearInvestigations.com and a New York Post columnist. And he was targeted by Adam Schiff because of his reporting on sources in the first impeachment trial against Donald Trump. And so look, we're seeing with these Twitter files that there's a lot of high profile Democrats and FBI members and people like that who were trying to get people deplatformed. And now here's another one who's, when he found out he was a target, he's wanting to sue over it. Other top stories on FoxNews.com. Kevin McCarthy and House Democrats put China on notice. It's a rare bipartisan vote. Several Democrats spoke in favor of a new committee. It's a new China committee. The era of trusting communist China is over, according to Kevin McCarthy. We spent decades passing policies that welcome China into the global system. In return, China has exported oppression, aggression, and anti-Americanism. Today, the power of its military and economy are growing at the expense of freedom and democracy worldwide. President Trump was one of the very first individuals that really started, putting pressure on China. But he can't do it unilaterally. A president can't do it unilaterally. They need Congress behind it. So this is a good effort here, I think. I don't know if it's going to come out of it, but at least it's a good step forward to have something, set up like this. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
97% of federal cases and 94% of state cases end with plea bargains, not a verdict. 97% and 94%. I know there's a lot of pleas, but I didn't realize it was that high. Every year, California farmers produce more than 3 billion pounds of almonds, and it accounts for about 80% of the world's supply. So, 80%. Hope these rains and these floods aren't affecting them. Maybe it's good for them. I don't know how almonds grow, whatever. Back to the Future and Teen Wolf were in theaters at the same time in 1985. So Michael J. Fox was battling himself at the box office. Back to the Future ended up being number one, and Teen Wolf was number two for 3 weeks in a row. And finally, I got a couple more. The Sound of Running Water will make beavers start building whatever materials they can find, even if they're not by a river. Just that they hear the sound of running water, they just start building stuff. That's some Freudian stuff right there. And finally, killer whales aren't whales. Killer whales are actually dolphins. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. The American Academy of Pediatrics has new recommendations to curb and fight childhood obesity. And I'm a little concerned by their new recommendations. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3.